Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. It's time for the Youth Sports Show with the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Before we get into the show, I want to thank Blaine's Farm and Fleet for the toy drive to benefit Children's Hospital, yet another record. I've got to tell you guys, 11, 12 years ago when we started this thing, I think we did $8,000 total, toys and cash. And I thought, man, that's really big. That's awesome. Yesterday, we went over $130,000. Which is just unbelievable to me, all to benefit the children in this area, especially at Children's Hospital. And it just was a great week. The weather was great, and I'm shocked but never surprised at how much people are willing to give, because everybody's been touched by Children's Hospital one way or another. And to think about kids around Christmas or throughout the entire year that have to spend time at Children's Hospital, if they get to smile because they get to walk in a room and pick any toy they want, man, let's go ahead and do that. So I want to thank our friends at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, not only for sponsoring the show, but for that toy drive. Today on the Youth Sports Show, we're talking about the All-American Youth Football League, the AAYFL, as most people know it. And we've got a number of guys joining us. For the first segment, Mike Brewer, who I've known a long time, is the commissioner, and Gary Whipperman, who I just met today. He's the director of content and social media. I'm sorry. I had you. You know what? I had Jason, who's the president of Berlin West, sitting at the mic. I meant to have Gary there, and director of content and social media, and Mike Brewer. Mike, it's good to see you again.
Good seeing you, Mike.
Yeah, I've known you for a really long time. You started reffing basketball games. How many years ago?
I went 19 years on the floor, so that was about the first year we had met.
Yeah,
back when you're Dominican.
Yeah, that is a long time. You're not ref anymore?
Nope, I retired at the end of last season.
Yeah, well, good for you. You're an awfully good referee. Let's talk about what it takes to be the commissioner of the AAYFL.
Well, so first, just a little background. The AAYFL began in 1977 with four teams: Cedarburg, Grafton, Mequon, Thiensville, and Saukville, which is in the Port Washington area. And it has grown now to over 200 teams between first through eighth grade, actually, in about 40 plus communities. So the structure that we have now, when we go from first grade all the way through eighth grade, it's just amazing how in that room you can sit there and you have all these people, 40, 50 people, who make the decisions for all of their organizations, both locally, but then also on a macro level, that really drives the sport of football, not only just in Southeast Wisconsin, but overall throughout the state.
I mean, this is, in this area, this is the league.
This is the league.
This is the league. There are leagues, and I've talked to guys from different leagues and different organizations, but this is the big boy.
Yes.
This is the one that I think when you talk about youth football in this area in the state of Wisconsin, this is where a lot of kids have not only are playing now, but have played and gone through the AAYFL. Gary, you're the director of content and social media. Let's talk a little bit about your position with the league.
So, first of all, thanks for having me, Mike.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, I had an opportunity to talk to Commissioner Brewer, and previously, before my role with AAYFL, I was the president of Oconomowoc Youth Football.
Okay.
And in our organization, we had done a lot around social media, particularly Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those type of things, to really help promote our program in our community. And we ramped up to 1,000 followers in just a couple of years, which for EconoWalk, that's a big number.
You bet.
And I took the idea to Mike and said, you know, I think we could expand this to all of our clubs in our program and really help promote the league. And so, you know, together we kind of built a structure that allowed our clubs to promote what's going on with them and also us at a league level, activities that the league is doing. We were able to put all that online, and our following has just exploded this year. We have such a huge interest from parents and coaches and the kids in the community on what we're doing. We actually started a ranking system for eighth grade football this year. And I mean, talk about political. I mean, we would get comments all the time, like, how dare you put, you know, so-and-so as number two when we beat so-and-so. I mean, it's, and you know, it may sound, you know, silly for eighth grade, but you know, really the whole point of this was, because football has a lot of competition with, you know, other sports, we really wanted to look for opportunities to really promote the game and what we're doing. And it's been extremely successful.
You know, I think that especially kids that age, because high school with WIS Sports and .net, it's been, you know, that Mark Miller does a great job. Travis does a great job in football.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the people go to that constantly. Guys like me, guys like you, I'm sure, go to that all the time.
And that was our model. I mean, we look at what Travis does for WIS Sports and said, you know, let's try as best we can to replicate that on a youth level. So it's really a testament to what those guys do with sports.
Really smart on your end. You might take a template that really works, and they're good at it. Look, they're different from where they were 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, they were trying to figure it out. Boy, you go there now, it's outstanding. Hey, Mike, when Gary brought this idea to you, first of all, when I talked about the toy drive when we first started, I got a text from a buddy of ours who played Santa Claus there yesterday.
Okay.
And Mike Bush, who was just a good guy, sent me a text, said good morning to Mike and Mike. And, you know, more than anybody I know, and he's a really good friend of mine, he knows the importance of the Children's Hospital.
Yes.
And he decided that he would come out again this year and play Santa Claus from 2 to 5 yesterday, and did really well. A lot of kids showed up, and he's one of the good ones.
Yes, he is. He's got a heart of gold.
He
does.
That
man really does.
Yeah, he really does. So when Gary came to you and said, hey, let's look at the social side of this, You understand the importance of that?
I do. Now, again, I am pre-40 years old still, even though I've been in the league for almost 30 years. There are some people on the other side of that hill who, let's just say, it was met with a little bit of consternation, a little pushback, because it's a generational thing.
You bet. And I agree with that.
And we had to basically convince the rest of the people in that room, hey, look, this is the good thing. This is what's going to help draw kids back into football, versus all the negative that their parents are hearing on TV and all this kind of stuff, and make them actually want to be in. I mean, Gary's a very humble man. He doesn't tell this story, but he went to go cover a game on Facebook Live for Pewaukee and Hartford late in the season this year, and the Pewaukee kids swarmed him because he had made a prediction, which is all in fun, online, they were going to lose by like a touchdown. Next thing you know, they're chanting the score that he had predicted, even though they beat Hartford.
That's why I don't predict much. You know why? Because I got to go out to these gyms and these fields, and I let my guests predict, because I, you know, Gary, I don't want to do any of that. Look, you talked about the age difference, and I'm on the back nine. I'm on that side where I would have probably pushed back on this. I definitely would have pushed back on the ranking of eighth grade teams. I would have really pushed back on that one really hard, just because I think there's, you know what, there's too much of that, and they're too young, I think, at that to understand it. But
one of the things that we also did, Mike, this year is we started live streaming our youth football games. So we would pick a game of the week every week, and it almost became very political.
Oh, I bet.
Again, not in a bad way. I would just say, you know, it was very good, healthy competition from clubs promoting, saying, hey, we should be the game of the week, and here's why. But the feedback that we got from, I can't tell you how many messages I got from parents and community members saying, hey, My son's grandfather's in a nursing home. He couldn't watch his grandson play football. We were able to take a tablet to him and put that in front of him, and he could watch his grandson play. Or a parent was out of town for work and was going to miss their son's game. And I got a message from a father saying, hey, I had to go to North Dakota for work. I absolutely was heartbroken to miss my son's game. You guys gave me the ability to watch my son's game online, and they love that.
You talked about the political side of that. I'm the sideline reporter for the Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week. And for the most part, except for one of the guests that we're going to have next segment who's sitting on the couch, who I don't need to name, but he's not coaching at Oak Creek anymore, that guy who turned us down this year. Most teams are calling us saying, hey, how do we get on Thursday Night Lights? How are we one of the teams? Can you come into our area? We're going to be really good, and we wish you would cover this game. And it's not as easy as, you know, okay, because we got trucks coming from Indiana from Indiana and all that. But, you know, when we sit down and do that schedule, the first year, we didn't have anybody calling us.
It's easy for us. It's my son and I with two iPads.
Well, I was going to ask you, who's standing behind me with this? And this is your son back here?
Yeah, so this is my son, James. He does all of my sound and video for me.
And what's he doing here?
So he's here just to capture this. We'll actually take clips of this and put it on our Facebook page. And again, we have such, even in the off season, I cannot believe the amount of interest and the amount of activity that we get on our social media pages from families just about what's going on in youth football in November and December.
So the $1.2 million fee that I charge for this, do you pay that? Or who? No, I'm just...
He lives in O'Connell, Washington. Yeah. He can pay that.
Yeah.
Right.
And I might bring it down to $1,000 in cash if you have it. Yeah. And even $40, in fact, if you have...
Every bit helps, right?
You got $5 in your pocket, we'll call it even. Hey, Mike, how long have you been the commissioner of the AAYFL?
I have been commissioner 2 years, but as I said, I've been a part of the league since I was 9 years old. So, okay, I'm predating myself a little bit. I started in fifth grade playing in Menominee Falls. And then my dad, God rest his soul, he purchased the Menominee Falls franchise, and we ran it for a number of years. And then I became an official in the league and a crew chief and then the secretary of the league. And that was for about a dozen years. And I schedule all the officials, and Gary and I team up on scheduling the games. And now, you know, the last 2 years I've been commissioner.
So nobody can say, hey, look, you walked in off the street, you don't know anything about our league.
Say I don't know anything.
They still say that.
Yeah, they tell me. No, they don't
tell
me that.
They tell you how many years?
They don't tell me that. They don't tell me that. If they did, I wouldn't tell you. But you know every part of this thing. You've been a part of, other than making the popcorn, you've pretty much done everything.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, the league's been part of my life. It's woven into the fabric, kind of like, you know, we talked about the officiating aspect. It's woven into the fabric.
Yeah. Do you what keeps you up at night as the commissioner? Like what are the issues? And the reason, real quick, the reason this show started is because I would get calls from guys, and I always use this example. Somebody will call and say, Franklin Youth Football, how do they have all these kids? They have all this money. They have all these volunteers. How do they do it? And I'd say, well, why don't you call them? Well, we can't do that. But how do they do it? And I go, how would I know?
Right,
you're calling me for this. And so what happened was we had Franklin Youth Football in the first week, and I asked somebody here what keeps you up, and she says, I can't find volunteers. Yep. She said 5% of the people do 90% of the work. It's like church. That's what happens at church. And the person who had called me about them said, I was so happy to hear that they actually have issues as well, because I thought it was just us. So getting back to that question, Mike, as the commissioner of the AAYFL, what keeps you up at night?
Well, part of what keeps me up at night really is how the sport of football and the landscape is going these days. You know, people are inundated with the negativity and everything like that, and not realizing, you know what, football really is the greatest sport that there is. Bar none. It really is. It teaches young men life skills that other sports simply cannot do. And that's one thing that keeps me up, is seeing some of the programs, you know, New Berlin Eisenhower. We have a good friend, Matt Kern, who used to run the New Berlin Eisenhower Generals. And he still is a very, very integral part of that. Now he's head coach at Eisenhower High School. And just kind of seeing the numbers fall in that vein.
Right.
You know, what keeps me up is making sure the league is vibrant, making sure the league keeps growing into different communities, which, I mean, we can touch on before the end of the hour.
Oh, we will.
And really just getting the sport back to a reasonable level of participation and confidence.
Right.
And so making sure we have the right people, that the right people are out there in the right place. And if they're new, making sure they're trained and making sure that they understand, hey, look, you're not just doing something for Oak Creek, or you're not just doing something for Oshkosh or Cedar Grove. You have a bigger purpose here to make sure this league thrives.
Right.
And make sure also the game of football thrives, because as we go, so goes our friends and everybody else that's around the state of Wisconsin.
And so goes the high school program.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I'm a little surprised you brought up New Berlin Eisenhower, since our next guest is President New Berlin West Youth Football. We'll find out. We're going to talk to Jason and Mike Bartholomew on the other side, and make sure Jason knows it wasn't me that brought up Eisenhower. It was the commissioner, Mike Brewer. We're talking about the AAYFL. It's the All-American Youth Football League. Go to AAYFL.org for more information. This is the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern here, and we're talking about, it is youth football, man, and it is the league. And when you say the league in Wisconsin, it is the AAYFL. We're joined the microphone right now, Mike Bartholomew, former head coach at Oak Creek, and Jason Blowett, president of New Berlin West Youth Football. Hey, Mike, we're talking during the break about the health of youth football and where it is. And numbers are hurting a little bit right now. And I don't know, as long as you've been doing this and your dad was doing this, is this normal where we kind of go on this roller coaster, or is this something that's scaring you?
I think it's cyclical, but I think you're seeing a decline in football because of the concussion issues, the commitment issues. I think there's a number of reasons, and we're kind of falling into a perfect storm right now. And that's where, the people at the AYFL, and we worked very hard in Oak Creek to get into that league 2 years ago, hoping for a benefit of the competitiveness and to create a better culture within our football program all the way through.
Can I stop you for a second? What made you... You were on the outside looking at the stuff that Mike and Gary and everybody at that league was doing, and said, that's what we need to be a part of?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was an 11-year process. 10-year process? 10-year process.
Why did it take that long?
To get the right leadership in the Oak Creek youth football to make the jump.
Okay.
That's what it was. I mean, because remember, I'm leaving in 6 months, so I can say what I want.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, but you don't need to name names. Did that surprise you?
No, and nor will I.
Did that surprise you? It took that long?
Yes, absolutely.
What league were they in prior?
We were actually in a couple leagues. It was intramurals for a while, which really wasn't productive. And then we were in two other leagues. But they, the AYFL, like Mike said, is the league.
Right.
And it creates competition. We're able to play Franklin now at the youth. We play Muskego. You just get those rivalries that you're going to get at the high school level.
Right.
There's no downside to it, playing in the best league.
Peter McCudden once told me that, was it this year or last year? He said, look, I've been playing against some of these kids on these other teams since fourth grade.
Absolutely.
Since fourth grade. Right. And you know what? They're sick of hitting me, and I'm sick of them hitting me. But it's really fun.
But that statement from Peter McCudden, I take it as Peter's been playing with his teammates since fourth grade.
Correct.
That is the biggest thing.
Right.
Is that, and you look at Franklin, who's been in that. I played in the Vince Lombardi League back in 1976, I believe. The team I played for ended up to be the Franklin Youth Football.
Okay.
It was located in the south side of Milwaukee, long story.
Right.
But those kids grow up together, and that creates that bond that now they're playing for each other. They're playing for the community.
Right. And I don't know if you can, nothing against intramurals, but I don't know. You don't get that.
No.
You don't get that.
No, I don't understand intramurals. I love playing intramural basketball in college.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get five fouls, within the first quarter, and then you can go out and study.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Go to the library.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, as the president of New Berlin West Youth Football, first let me apologize for Mike Brewer's comment about New Berlin Eisenhower and what a great program that is, because I think New Berlin West program is top notch myself.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. how long have you been the president of the New Berlin West Youth Football program?
I've been the president for 3 years. I came on 4 years ago as the third and fourth grade coach, excuse me, when my boys got to be the age of playing football.
Sure.
I had coached youth football before that. I started out in the Muskego youth program many, many years ago with Coach Benny Lewis.
Oh, sure.
We did that for about 7 years, and then I moved on and coached with Mike Bush for about 9 or 10 years at the semi-pro level. Him and his son Kevin played.
Spike.
And Mike Bush is the man.
We should have just brought him in studio, man. He was Santa Claus at the Plains Farm and Fleet thing yesterday, and maybe he could have just came in as Santa Claus. That would have been fun.
I'd love to bring him wherever I went.
Yeah, you and me both. How is the health of the New Berlin West group? You know, we talked with Mike about the numbers, and look, it's, you know, a lot of parents get concerned when, you know, a few years ago the President of the United States came out and said, if I had a son, I wouldn't let him play football. And I think, you know, if he's saying that, Tom Swiddle and guys like Mike Bartholomew sit in here and they say, look, football's never been safer. It's a contact sport. Mm. It's a contact sport. Yep. Tom Swiddle's daughter played soccer and she had to stop playing soccer because of concussions. His son's playing college right now. He's never had a concussion. And he's, you know, he played at about $160 at a quarterback and he got whacked a number of times.
Yeah.
And so, look, but as far as safety purposes, helmets, equipment's better, the knowledge of what we're dealing with, so the coaches are coaching different, practicing different, and still numbers are starting to dwindle a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. Our numbers have been relatively steady,
up or down
5 to 10 kids from year to year. But that's just it. You're trying to stay ahead of the curve and educate everybody that it's never been safer, the sport of football, than it is right now. And that goes into a number of things that are taking place. First of all, it starts with coaching the coaches and having them go through training, Heads Up USA Football, NAYS training, teaching them how to teach tackling. The equipment you mentioned has never been better. We've got a system that we use at New Berlin West called the Riddell Insight System, which is an impact response system. It's sensors that go inside the helmet, and there's a handheld device that if there's an impact within a certain threshold, it gives an alert to the handheld monitor. And then you can pull the person off and do a test to see where they're at. It's not a system that is going to tell you if a person had or didn't have a concussion, just that the impact might have been enough to cause one. And we've got about a third of our program, the kids are in those Insight helmets now. We've been growing that over the last couple of years as it's been improving.
Hey, Mike, when the kids are in fourth, fifth grade, The risk of injury at that age, that age we're more just trying to teach them a love for the game, correct?
Correct.
And there's not, I've gone to games at that age, and there's not a lot of big hits, I don't think. It's a lot of almost dancing, right together.
Yeah. Group hugs.
Group hugs. Yeah. But these kids start to know the game, start to understand the game. I have grandkids that play flag football. And they're starting to, it's upward bound, and they're starting to kind of understand it. It took them a little bit, but now as they watch college football and pro football, they're like, hey, that receiver, that's where I am, or that quarterback, or that running back. So they're starting to gain the knowledge. And then when they get a little bit older and they start to play tackle football, again, I don't think I worry too much about injuries until kids get to be maybe eighth grade and then high school. There's some pretty heavy hitting going on. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I agree. I think Coach mentioned coaching the coaches. And what I've seen over the years is that the coaching has improved, not, you know, at the high school level, obviously, but at the youth level as well. I remember, this is a 8-10 years ago, going to a practice and watching a drill that's referred to as sharks and minnows, where kids just run around and they just tackle, you know, and they're fully padded.
Yeah.
And there's some high impact collisions going on. At Oak Creek, we would put on multiple coaching clinics for the youth. And I'm sure New Berlin West does the same thing. and every high school around does. And I said, fellas, you can't be running those drills.
No.
I mean, there's only I spent the half of my career coaching in college, and I remember listening to a pro coach speak at a clinic one time, and he said, you know, we need to limit contact in practice because there's only so many hits in those shoulders.
Right.
And I really took that to heart over the years, because you know, there's only so, you know, each it only you don't need to hit just a hit.
Right. Hey, guys, we got to get to a break. We're going to keep you guys on the mics because I've got way more questions. And then that last segment, I'm going to bring Mike and Gary back. We're talking AAYFL. And you go to their website, aayfl.org. When you talk about youth football, not only in Southeast Wisconsin, but throughout the state of Wisconsin, this is the league. And when we talk to Mike and Gary, I'm going to talk to them about that last segment, the number of teams and communities that are involved in this. And if you don't know, you're going to be surprised because it is quite big. I also want to talk to them about that last championship games at Wisconsin Lutheran. I thought that was a really good idea. This is the Blaine's Farm and Fleet U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What child is this who laid to rest on me?
Welcome back to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet U Sports Show. It is time for Christmas bumper music. Hope you like it. It's going to happen for the next 4 weeks, and you will not on one of my shows hear the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It ain't going to happen.
That's a positive.
This is the kind of stuff that I play, so I hope you enjoy it. We were talking All-American Youth Football League, and I've kept two guests from last week because I have more questions. Jason Blount, who is the president of New Berlin West Youth Football, Mike Bartholomew, former head football coach at Oak Creek, very familiar with the AAYFL. Hey, Jason, we're talking during the break about hitting and the philosophy that you have as a seventh grade coach in the New Berlin West Youth Football League, or your group there. Talk about what your beliefs are as far as hitting.
Yeah, to piggyback what Coach Bartholomew said last segment, it's about making sure the coaches are doing things the right way and practicing a little bit different than we used to. We follow the WIAA contact rules.
Smart, yep.
As far as when we can be doing live contact and how much. And it is quite a bit different. This was my 20th year coaching football, so I've seen the change and the shift.
Yeah,
and
no more nutcrackers, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Junction boys.
Yeah, and you know what?
Junction boys.
You know, don't drink the water, take a salt pill. Yeah, that right. Was really smart.
Right.
And people wonder why I can't remember what I said 10 minutes ago.
And it's one of those things where if you can't really resist the change. You have to just embrace it and then figure out the way to still be successful. And for my team specifically, you know, we try to be very smart this year. And I've got twin boys, Aiden and Troy, on our football team, and they would get after me after practices often, like, why didn't we hit more? Why didn't we tackle more? Why didn't we go live more? And I just tried to explain to them, your body's got a certain amount of hits in it. We don't want to waste them. We want to save them. We're going to play smart. We're going to do our live stuff when we need to, but we're going to be smart. And at the last game of the season, this was our eighth game, I asked my sons, like, how do you feel? And they both said, I feel good. I feel fresh. And I said, well, there you go.
Right.
And that just kind of builds at seventh grade. Now, eighth grade, they'll do it again. Then they get to high school where they play a little bit more and so on and so forth. So,
Mike, back in the day, and not even back in the day, back 5 years ago, and maybe even now, you'll see teams that hit a plateau about week four. And you can see the teams that are really tired. In the basketball world, and I coach at Martin Luther, and Coach Wallersheim, I think, is as good as anybody at understanding these kids' bodies. He does a really good job of you know, knowing when we're playing. You go hard, and then you go, you know, let's get a lot of shooting in, and then cut down the practices near the end of the year. Instead of 2 hours, now we go an hour 45, and then we go an hour 40, and maybe an hour 30. And I think as football guys, guys have been around a while to figure that out. Some of the young guns, I'm not sure yet if they have figured that out.
Well, you have to coach to your players. And like this year, we had our numbers were down at the varsity level. We had guys playing both ways. So we needed to change the way we practiced.
Right.
And, you know, I've never been a big proponent of hitting anyway. We had been going, you know, like four play, you know, we'd go four live plays from the 10-yard line on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But we had to nix that this year just because of the potential for injury.
And here, when, because we're talking about the AAYFL, Jason, did they, from the commissioner Mike Brewer on down, do you guys have discussions about this?
Yeah, we definitely do. We have meetings every month starting in January, and we talk about player safety and what we can do. And the league has stipulations that the coaches cannot coach in the league unless they are background checked and unless they've gone through some sort of youth certification so that they know what they're looking for. And then as presidents, we are to monitor that and make sure that everybody is on the up and up.
That there's a lot of guys in those meetings. Do you get anything done? It's a lot of football coaches in one room. That I've been up to Madison.
Let me interject here though, because I've gone to a couple of those meetings, and I've known Mike for a long time, and I have just been never more impressed by an organization of the AYFL. They care about the kids' experience, keeping it safe, giving them a great experience, a competitive experience, where the kids are held responsible because they don't have, it's not 100%, you know, the kids are not guaranteed 100% playing time. Because if a kid doesn't come to practice, they certainly shouldn't be, they shouldn't be playing.
Right.
You know, so.
You're saying Brewer's a better commissioner than he was a basketball referee, huh?
I can't speak to basketball. Yeah. I don't know, nor would I say anything.
I can't. Boy. Yeah, he teed me up a couple times. He must be a much better commissioner than he was. He would say, "What's your problem?" I'd say, "You got to be just. I don't mind bad calls, but just sell them. Yeah, it's good to know that he's a good commissioner. What I like on the website is there is a coach's code of conduct, there's a player code of conduct, and there's a parent code of conduct that you guys can always go back to if you need to and say, look, we asked you to look at the parent code of conduct, and you're not supporting the team. You're not, you know, always walk away from officials, bad call, in quotation, stuff like that. And I think it's important to have that in writing to hand out, especially if you're the president of, like, New Berlin West.
Absolutely. We go over that at our registration meeting. It's available online as well. And our motto at New Berlin West Youth Football is building future champions on and off the field. And we want to do that not only for the kids but for the community as well. We have another motto, As One, where we're connected very strongly with our high school organization, Coach Chosick in New Berlin West. And it's asking not what can the program do for me, but what can I do for the program? What can we accomplish together? And that's a fantastic thing.
And I don't, you can't look in the future, but when you're twin boys and you'll take them through eighth grade, when they graduate, you'll continue to be part of that youth football program?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
At what capacity we're taking. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, start looking at a replacement now.
My wife is also right? Our registration coordinator and our treasurer. So it's a family affair, and it's a lot of work. I teach, so I thankfully have summers off where I can devote a lot more time to it over the summers.
Right.
But it's not uncommon to have, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours a day where I'm just kind of working on stuff and trying to line it up, because I want to make it the experience the best that we possibly can for those kids.
We're going to get to a break. Bart, I don't know if I'll have you back in, you know, because you don't talk much high school basketball, but man, it's and I did this last time here in studio. I can't thank you enough. Well, for, you know, you have always been very kind with your time to this show and to the high school show, and I respect your opinion on this stuff. So every chance I've had to reach out to you, I've done it. And the only thing that I wish that I could have accomplished was to get you and your dad in the room at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a fun one.
That would have been a good show.
Yeah, that would have been a good show.
You're going to love this winter, aren't you?
Not particularly.
No, I know.
I'm looking forward to selling my snowblower in the spring.
Yeah, I know
I'm
you
really
are.
Looking forward to that.
Thank you so much, Matt. It's good to see you again.
Honor.
Merry Christmas. Jason, Merry Christmas. We're going to bring Gary and Mike back for that last segment. This is the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Welcome back to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Youth Sports Show. We're talking AAYFL. It's youth football, and it is the league. Go to AAYFL.org to get more information on the league. We're joined again by Mike Brewer. He is the commissioner, Gary Whipperman. He's the director of content and social media. Hey, Mike, how many teams in, let's just use eighth grade, How many teams are in it?
We had 24 teams in Division One this year. Now, this includes some organizations that have two teams.
Sure.
Like our good friend Gary Ellerson coached one of the two Muskego teams, for instance.
Okay, yep.
So we had 24 teams in Division One. We had 16 teams in Division Two, and then we had six teams which were combined 7th, 8th grade in Division Three this year.
And that's how far? Oshkosh, right? Is that the farthest?
Our reach goes as far north as Oshkosh West, as west as Oconomowoc, and as south as Delavan.
And then do you have Racine at all?
Not yet. So
no?
That's part of what we like to do is obviously grow not only with the bigger programs, but also the smaller programs. So, you know, there's been interest in places such like Journey House, which is just on the near south side. They are looking to get in for next year. Shorewood. There's bigger places like Lake Geneva Badger has thought about it in the past and has talked about things. And
what's your selling point to them, Mike? When you go out and you talk to the people in Lake Geneva or you talk to the people at Shorewood, and you say, look, this would be a good move for you to come in, and here's why.
So there are a couple of different ways that we sell it. One way is if you're a smaller program, you know, so take a Journey House, take a Shorewood, take a Mayville kind of thing. We have a solution for you that gives you more competition, but at the same time, you don't have to go searching for your own officials. You don't have to schedule your own games. We do all that for you. You don't have to go searching for your own insurance, all that kind of thing. So we have that structure.
Hey, can I ask you this? And I should ask Jason this, and I forgot, but the cost to these kids, is that uniformed throughout each group, or can Jason say, look, we're going to charge this, and the people, you know, at Oshkosh West charge something different?
So we run it like the WIA runs it, where basically as long as you follow our guidelines, you can basically do whatever you want within your local area. So, you know, Brookfield Central charges X, Oshkosh West charges Y, Whitefish Bay charges this. It's all different based on the community and what their need and what their...
And depending on if they need to do fundraising.
Correct.
If they do, you know, if they sell pizzas, they can offset the cost, stuff like that. And then volunteers the same way. When Jason, who's the president of New Berlin West Youth Football, I should ask him what keeps him up at night. I've got to believe it's volunteers. You know, getting people that are willing to step out and do what him and his wife are doing. And you know what? Special place in heaven for coaches' wives, I'm telling you. And when Jason said, look, this is a family affair for us, to find volunteers for some of these youth groups, it's hard, man.
And I'll tell you, that's one thing. You know, I want to go back to fundraising for a second. One of our very good friends, Tony Resch.
The best.
He has been a supporter of our league for a number of years, and I'd be remiss without talking about raising the stakes and helping how many of our organizations get over that hump.
Do you want to know what kind of guy he is? I sent out to, because he's a client of mine and he's my friend, I sent out some information on the toy drive to benefit Children's Hospital.
He showed up.
He showed up as a sponsor. Mm. He showed up at location. He is... you talk about Mike Bush having a good heart. Tony Resch,
yes,
same thing.
Absolutely.
Man. Yeah, Raising Stakes, fundraising, leadership development. Every youth group that comes in, when I ask them about fundraising, if they say, we have some mom's baked cookies, I tell them about Tony Resch.
Absolutely.
And to call Raising Stakes, fundraising, leadership development. I'm glad that you brought that up because I agree with you. He's as good as they get.
And one of the other things, kind of going back to what keeps you up at night, right? Well, the great part about our league and one of the selling points again of our league is what keeps you up at night changes from worrying about, well, is this team going to field a team at the 5th and 6th grade level this year? Or, oh, do I have enough officials to cover my games for Saturday?
Yeah.
To basically worrying about just themselves. They don't have to worry about the macro stuff. They can worry about, you know, do I have enough volunteers to cover?
Right. Who's going to line the field?
Who's going to be here? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
hey Gary, you were shaking your head when we talked about this, and the parts that might keep some people up at night. You know, the finances, do we have the correct number of uniforms? Where are we going to get the money for the uniforms? That kind of stuff. Once that's all settled, and the first practice happens, that's the fun part, right? That's the part that okay, here we go. Let's get the season going.
I absolutely. It's like Christmas Eve. When the season gets going and we finally get here and, you know, we get opportunities to go. And what I enjoy doing the most is having the opportunity to go meet coaches, meet kids, meet families at all these different venues. So when we choose a game of the week, we'll actually go to a practice for each of those teams and film some things during practice, talk to coaches, players, and it never ceases to amaze me how many people come up and say, we love what you're doing. We love the opportunity for our kids to get exposure, you know, and have a chance to do interviews, because, you know, they're going to do that stuff in high school. It's much like youth football is great to prepare them for high school. You know, we think the things that we're doing by putting kids in these positions gives them opportunities to practice when they get to high school.
You know, we talk about what sets you guys apart and why, you know, when you talk, it's the league, and I don't know if you use that or not, but that's what I always thought of it as. Playing at Wisconsin Lutheran College through championship games, what a cool thing and what a way to separate yourself from some other leagues.
Yes, and one of the things, you know, Mike Wilson's a longtime friend of mine and everything, and one of the things that we discussed as a league is how can we get away from, well, you know, Oconomowoc, you have a grass field, for instance. Oh, it's going to rain. Oh, we have soccer sectionals we have to deal with.
Right.
We need to try and figure out how to do our championships. And having three championship games now, we felt, well, what's a better place than Wisconsin Lutheran College? And so when approaching Mike, he's like, absolutely. You know, we're not using the facility. Why not? And it's great PR for them. It's easy.
Sure.
It's the most accessible place, and it's right in the middle. And, I mean, they were outstanding. It was better than I ever could have imagined it being. The kids, you know, Milwaukee Hamilton's a prime example. Their first time ever in a championship game, and we're not all about championships, but that's eighth grade. It's the varsity. That's
sure.
it. Those kids were out there before warming up, just running up and down the field and everything, because they had never been on a turf field before.
And that's awesome.
And it's the experiences.
It is. And those kids will remember that the rest of their life. You know, they just will. They'll talk about, they'll drive past with their kids in the car and point at that stadium and say, I scored two touchdowns there.
Absolutely.
Like Al Bundy. Let me tell you.
Yes.
In fact, let's go around the block and let's go on the field. I'll show you exactly where I did it. Hey, guys, we just touched the surface. And in July or so, maybe we get you back somehow.
Great.
Maybe August when we come back with some of the stuff. But maybe July, if we can, to get you back on the youth sports show and go more in-depth in the AAYFL. If you have to, if you want to look at it, AAYFL.org. Guys, thanks a lot. Mike, it's good to see you again. Sorry about ripping you as a basketball official.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not, Gary. Thanks. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Jason and Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot for coming in. This is the Plains Farm and Fleet U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.